Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw the yesod that in Parshas Emor in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Ches, the Torah is telling us that the Kohanim are not just Kadosh in the sense that they should act in a holy way, but we have to sanctify them. And they are holy because Hashem sanctifies them in ways that He does not sanctify non-Kohanim. That's Tamsis Shebet Tamsis. Masha'al Amada Bashiur HaKodem. Ka'et mitkadmim anu bebi'ur ha-psukim. B'torat Kohanim, al-pasuk ki-kadosh ani Hashem mikadishchem, Teres Kohanim says, Lahazir based in Al-Kach. What does it mean, Lahazir based in Al-Kach? To warn based in about this. Now, this is talking about the Kedush of the Kohanim. You should be holy because I, God, who am holy, sanctify you. And we're warning based in about this. And first, from our own maid, it already says, Vikidashto, like we see in the Teres Kohanim. Vikidashto means Al-Korchoi. So it says in the Torah, Kohanim Azai, "Kidashto al korcho, kislam rachem lechem lakech u'makriv lahagid magaram, kodesh yelach l'rabbis balimum," which we discussed. "Ki kodesh ani mikadishchem lahazir beis in alkach." So why do we have lahazir beis in alkach? We already have v'kidashto al korcho. Zo akushia. V'kvar amdu ha'mefarshim alkach. That it already says at the beginning, "Minayin she'im ein orotze depano," or "dabno," that we force him. That's lahazir based in alkach. As mano saf shuv when it says ki kadosh ani mikadishchem. As lefi dvareinu mevoar itev, shelo et din kamash malam bezeh torat kohanim. It's not telling us a din. The din was already taught us in vikidashto. Ela kishekanit ba'er. Ba katuv levaer et yesod. Lo at ha-din, el at yesod ha-din. She'ein ze rak chiyuv miyuchad al depanoi, besurei kohuna. It's not just a special chiyuv that we compel them with the surei kohuna to make sure that they keep the laws. Ela she'ne'amar b'ze, shal isurei kohuna, lo rak ha-kohanim hem elu she'musarim al ze, ela she'gam ha-beit din musar al kach. It's not only the Kohanim who are warned about this, the Beis Din is also warned. And their din, it's their din, just like it's a din on the Kohanim. That's what means the Hazir Beis Din, Al-Kach, and it's on the Beis Din, that whatever the Kohanim are warned about, they're also warned about. And it's not just the Hanaga that you force them, but it's your din. You're not forcing them to keep their din, it's your din. Ki kadosh ani Hashem mikadishchem. Right, that's what we explained in the previous year. They have Kedusha Be'etzem. It's not just Hanag, it's HaKedusha. And since it's Kedusha Be'etzem, we have to be relate to them with Kedusha, and then if not, we have to force them. So it's not just an Azhara and the Kfiya, El Al Kach. They're also mechuyev in this asar. So that's what v'kidashto al korcho, which means lemaisa we have to force them, and then v'kidashto al korcho lahazir beis din al kach. It's your din, just like it's their din. And this would appear to be pshat in the Yerushalmi and Harius, in the third parak in the first halacha. Kohen gadol shechot emalkem oisai, ve'ein ma'avirim oto migdulato. Kohen that sin, Kohen Gadol that sin, you give him Malkus, but you don't remove him from his Gedula. Am Rabbi Yavan Kadosh Yelach Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Ki Biyachol Mani B'Kedushasi Afarin B'Kedushasa. Kadosh Yelach Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem, just like I'm holy, so too Aaron's holy. So Aaron's holiness compared to Hashem's holiness. In other words, Ne'amar Kan Shein Zman Agat Kedusha B'Uvad. If it was just a hanhagas, you could be a mevatelit. But it's a kedusha in the essence of the Kohen, and Kohen Gadol has a higher level of kedusha, which we discussed in our shir last year in Vikidashto. See also the Meshech Chochma over here. Tosefta Sanhedrin 4:1. So that's Kedusha Be'etzim, that's what the Torah's Kohanim is saying. Therefore, Ein Ma'avirin also Migdula, so you don't remove him from his Gedula because it's inherent, it's intrinsic. Just like Hashem is holy, they're also holy, Kibiyachol. No, as Advarim Mechuvarim Etev Baruch Hashem. Vekeet, Aleinu Leva'er et Hashinuyim, the discrepancies between Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Vav that we delineated in the first shir. Lera'anen et Hazikaron, bePasuk Chet, Katuv, Vikidashto ki Yaslechem Lakecho Makiv Kadosh Yelech Koshin Yashem Vikadishchem, ובפסוק וו נאמר, כתושים יהיו לאלוהיהם, ולא יאכלו את שם אלוהיהם, כי אז אישי השם לחם אלוהיהם הם מקריבים, והיו קודש. אז בפסוק וו נאמר, כתושים יהיו לאלוהיהם, ולא יאכלו שם אלוהיהם, כי אז לחם. As a davar nitla b'kiddush Hashem. In other words, here we're talking about kiddush Hashem, chil Hashem. It's framed in those terms: kiddush Hashem, chil Hashem, u'mishum shachrei she'et ishei Hashem lechem elokehem makrivim. Since the fire of Hashem, the bread of God, they are sacrificing, harei mitchayevet mitzidam hanaga miyuchedet shel ovdei Hashem v'akrovim elav yitbarach v'chol hanaga. שאינה מתאימה למי שאת אישי השם, הרי היא הנהגה של חילול השם, באשר אין זו הנהגה המתבקשת ממי שישנו אצל השם. So since they are sacrificing for Hashem, so מצידם it's required a special הנהגה. They have to act like עובדי Hashem, those who are so close to God. And any anhaga that doesn't fit the one who sacrifices the Ishi Hashem, the Lechem Hashem, is anhaga of Chil Hashem, because that is not the behavior that is required of someone close to Hashem. Like we find in the Gemara in Yume 86a, Klapei Tamid Chachamim Shekrovi Hashem Heim. And therefore, hanhaga she'ina matima l'tamidei Chachamim is a gather of Chil Hashem. B'nyan zeh, אינו תלוי בכל יחיד ויחיד, אלו עניין בכל שבט הכהנים שהוקדשו לתשעי השם. לכן מתחייבת מהם הנהגה מיוחדת, כפי מה שנאמר כאן בפרשה. So this עניין isn't תלוי in every יחיד. It's an עניין in כל שבט הכהנים. The whole tribe were sanctified, separated, like we spoke about in the previous year. Hekdesh is separate. So it's a din on the whole tribe. And therefore they are required to have this hanhaga, or what it says here in the parasha, of being holy, not becoming tamei meis, etc. And therefore it says b'lashon rabim, because it's totally in kol ha-shevet. The whole shevet is required to act in this way. Regardless of who they are, the whole shevet. Therefore, it's Lashon Rabbim. And therefore, it's also Nitla B'Ishe Hashem. What does it mean, the fire of Hashem? What about the Lechem? Pasuk Ches, talk about the Lechem, because Pasuk Ches is talking about being fitting for the Avodah. Pasuk Ches, it tells us that these people are holy, God sanctified them, made them fitting for the Avodah. And therefore, they have to make sure to act accordingly. But there, it's talking about their being fitting for Avodah. Here, we're talking about the fact that in Metzias, אלא במציאוס של היוסם מסעסקים באישי השם. They are busy with the אישי השם when they're מקריב לחם אלוקיהם. So that necessitates this coercion to act in ways fitting of a kohen. So we have a general inyan of kfiyah mitzvahs. But here we have something special. למעשה דבר עוסק באישי השם. And ממילא, they have to act a certain way. And we have to make sure that they act in that way. Because when it comes to Chil Hashem, even somebody who could prevent Chil Hashem and doesn't do so is included in this creation of the Chilul Hashem is including the one who engendered the Chilul Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. And this is what emerges from the Sugya Nedar, may be that if somebody hears Haskaras Hashem Epi Chaveroi, Chayav Lenadoisai, Im Lo Nidau, Hu Atzmo Yebni Dui. If you hear the name of God from your friend, you have to Imenade him. You have to excommunicate him. And if you don't, then you yourself are Benidu. Why? Because you're a partner, Hashem, not you. The person who hears Haskaras Shem Hashem Epi Chaveru. Somebody who hears somebody taking God's name in vain and isn't Menade him, so he's a partner in the Chilul Hashem. Because when someone's Mechal Hashem and you don't say anything, the person doesn't say anything, so he doesn't care. That's also Chilul Hashem. So even though he didn't do a Maisa, he doesn't have the Yisur of a Siyas HaMaisa, but he's included in the Chilul Hashem. He doesn't care about Kiddush Shema Yisbarach, V'ayinu Ma Shelomdim Kan, Mekan, Sh'al Korchem Yakdishim Beizdim Bekach. And that's why we saw in the Torah in Pasuk Ches, we have in Rashi, Al Korchem Yakdishim Beizdim Lekach, Bekach. Perforce, Beizdin has to force them, has to sanctify them. So that Beizdin is not involved in the Chilul Hashem. Lemaisa, they're involved in, they're misasik with Ishei Hashem. And if they don't act appropriately, so then it's a Chilul Hashem. And Beizdin has to make sure to prevent this Chilul Hashem. And like we said to Din and the whole Shevet. And therefore we saw in the Torah Skoyanim, it says, V'hayu Kodesh, L'rabois Bali Mumin, to include those with a blemish. So, we're not coming l'raboisam be'etzem ha'iser. The fact that they're included in this iser, because that we already had in Pasuk Aleph, like we spoke about in the previous year. Earlier on, b'nei Aaron. Already says earlier, b'nei Aaron, that's l'rabos bali mumin, l'etzem ha'iser. Rather, it's coming l'raboisam, it's coming to include them to what was mischadish here in this Pasuk. They have a v'lo yichalalu. There's going to be a Chilul Hashem here. That's Talui in Ishei Hashem, that they're sacrificing, they're involved with the fire of Hashem, they're involved in the Maisa, the Metzius, and the Karbanos. So there we would have a Havamina, that a Baal Mum, who isn't involved in the Maisa and the Karbanos, doesn't bring Karbanos a Baal Mum. So he's Makrif. Shein bot ma shekatuv ki at Ishei Hashem. Umakrif, he's not involved in sacrificing the Lechem and Ishei Hashem. So he's not included in what was Mischadish over here, in this Pasuk V'lo Yichalalu. V'alzei Yalfina, no. It's true that those who Lemaisa are Osek in the Karbanos, they created Chil Hashem when they don't act with Kedusha. But it even includes Baal Mum. It even includes Baal Mum. And therefore it's learned from the words of Ahayu Kodesh, Ahayu's Lashon Rami. Shenemar davar kol ha-shevet, shegam bali mumin b'chlalo, ve'en ha-davar nimdad b'chol yachid v'yachid. It's not about every individual, it's about the shevet. They're included in the shevet that sacrifices to Hashem. And therefore any anahaga that's not kemischayv me'yosu b'yosu shevet has a lo yichalalo. And the mele, since bali mumin are included in the shevet, they're also included in the supposed ches. It's talking about their mitzius of Kedusha, their mahus of Kedusha. And we have a din to preserve that, to accentuate that, to express that. And Pasuk Vav is talking about the Shevet, that the whole Shevet is holy. And Mimela, when they act in ways that they're not supposed to act, so it's a Chilul Hashem. And we cannot stand by idly and watch them be Mechal Hashem, Shem Hashem. Can't be Mechal Hashem. Mechal Shem Hashem. So that's all Pasuk Vav. That's the Lamaisa. Pasuk Ches is talking about the Yisoda Yisr. It's not just the Din Hanhaga. Right? We saw in Pasuk Vav, it's a Hanhaga, it's a behavior. And therefore, there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem, a Chilul Hashem. Pasuk Ches is more than that. It's a mitzius of kedusha, hamechayevet hanagah zo. Shemechamat ze yeshno din kfiyah nosaf shel beidin hamusarim al kach. There's an additional din kfiyah on Beis Din, who's warned about this. כפי שהסברנו, שמהייטיימה, גם אם הוא אינו מוסר, מכל מקום יש בזה דפנו מדין הדידון. The פסוק חס, is not just a din הנהגה, it's a מציאס of קדושה, that obligates this הנהגה, and therefore there's a din קפי on the base, and that are מוסר על כך, and it's our din. Dina didan, and this is beikar mishum lechem elokechu makriv. What does lechem elokechu makriv mean? That he's roi lahakriv as lechem Hashem, and for that you need extra kedusha. To be roi lahakriv lechem Hashem, you need extra kedusha, and therefore this kedusha was given to every individual kohen who serves the avoda, and therefore it said b'lashon yachid. Here we're talking about every individual kohen. Every individual kohen has this kedusha that he can do the avoda. He's roi l'avoda. In pasuk vav, we're talking about the din anhaga. There's a din anhaga of the whole shevet. They have to act with holiness, otherwise zechil Hashem. And the whole shevet was sanctified. Doesn't matter if the guy's a baal mum or not. In pasuk ches, we're talking about the yisoda iser, that every kohen is individually roi to bring to do the avoda. He's intrinsically holy. Every kohen is intrinsically holy. It's not just a din anhaga on the shevet. It's that every individual, every kohen, individual kohen is intrinsically holy. And therefore, he's roi to do the avoda. And that requires him to act with kedusha. And it's our din that he act with kedusha. V'kidashta, we have to sanctify him. So Pesach Ches is talking about our din. Our din is to sanctify him. Pesach Vav is his anhaga, which is forced upon him, we learn in the Sifri. But the Pasuk talks about they should be Kodesh Hashem, and they should be Mechal Hashem Elokim. Kisi She Hashem Lechokim Akrim Vayukot Zechil Hashem. They're all taking Karbanos, and they're not acting the way they're supposed to act. And it says Lechem Elokim Hem Akrivim. It says Lechem, it doesn't say Ishe Hashem. Ishe Hashem is in Pasuk Vav, in Pasuk Chatzal, it says Lechem. Because the avoda that requires kedushas kahuna is that lechem elokechu makrif. Just when we talk about the shaychus between kohanim and Hashem, that's pasuk vav. So we say ishe Hashem lechem elokecha hemakrif. So they have a shaychus to Hashem, and therefore are you kodesh? They have to be holy. They can't be mechal shem Hashem. They have to be mekadesh shem Hashem. Because they are involved in Ishe Hashem Lechem Elokeim Hem Akrivim. They have a Shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that they're involved with his fire and with his food, his bread. But what that's talking about, the Lamaisa. The Lamaisa, they're being involved in the Ishe Hashem and the Lechem Hashem, and therefore they have a Shaychus Hashem. What's the avoda that requires kedushas kahuna? Lechem elokecha u'makriv. Since he's makriv lechem elokecha, that's the emphasis on in pasuk ches. We're talking about his being royal kedushas kahuna. Why is he royal kedushas kahuna? Because he's makriv lechem elokecha. It's not talking about the fact that lamaisi is osek b'ishi Hashem v'lechem Hashem. Talking about the fact that he has this holiness, and the holiness is required for the Lechem Hashem Dafka. That he's being makriv of the Karbanos, and not just the Lamaisa of the fact that he does what he does. He is involved with the Karbanos. But here it's talking about his essential kedusha. It's being roy. He's roy for to be makor lechem lakecha, but that he needs special kedusha. And that's why here we have the hemshek of kadosh yelecha pasuk ches. He kadosh in Hashem mekadishcha. He is holy to you, because I, God, sanctify him. In other words, that's why the Zimstein hymn we spoke about in the previous year, between him and Yisraelim, Kohanim Yisraelim, because God sanctifies, not just enough B'Seichem Hashem, that everyone would be equal, but God sanctifies him more. So we had to explain the discrepancies between Vav and Ches. Ches is talking about the Etzem Kedushas HaKetun Kohuna. Therefore, we kiddushed, we have to sanctify him because it's in him. Because lechem lokecha u'makrev, because he's roy to be makrev lechem lokecha. That's what makes him holy. And therefore, kadosh yelach, it's not just the din of anhaga. He's holy to you. But you have to relate to him this way because he's holy be'etzim. And what makes him holy be'etzim? Kadosh ni Hashem mekadishchem. Because I, God, made him holier. There's a din in every kohen yachid. Pasuk vav is talking about the shevet ha'kohuna. They're all kadoshim lelokem. And therefore, this shevet is not allowed to be mechal Hashem Elokim. It's only here by kiddush Hashem, chil Hashem. And we can't stand by idly because we are then partners in this chil Hashem. That's why we have to make sure that they act appropriately so that we aren't partners in the chil Hashem. It's not a din in sanctifying them. That's pasuk ches. Here it's a din in being mechadish or mechal Hashem Shemayim. And since lemaisa, they're all sick in the karbanos. Mela, they're holy. They have to have this hanhag of kedusha. Otherwise, it's a chil Hashem because they're so close to Hashem, and they're not acting properly. So it's a chil Hashem. That's pasuk vav. It's pasuk ches of ches, which is talking not about kiddush and chil Hashem. It's not talking about the whole shev. It's talking about each individual coin being holy and our job, to our obligation to sanctify him. And we have in Pasuk Ches in the Torah's Kwanim another Chiddush of the Rambam's Bali Mumin, even though it already says in Pasuk Vav, because in Pasuk Vav, it's Machma Shevet HaKohanim. Since the Shevet includes Bali Mumin, so Mele Bali Mumin are also, if they're not acting with Kedusha, they're Machal Shem Shemayim, and we have to make sure that they're Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. We can't stand by idly, so we're not partners in the Chil Hashem. So that would be only in the Bali Mumin and the chiyuv of the gather of pasuk vav as part of the shevet hakahuna. They have to act with kedusha, not that they're kadosh be'etzim. So that's what pasuk vav ches tells us, that these bali women are kadosh be'etzim. And you might think that ki eslechem elokeim hem makrivim, it's not, they're not makriv lechem elokeim, and therefore that's why it says in pasuk ches that lechem elokeim, that's lafuke bali women. So the answer is no. Or marbe, that bikaro, that's why each individual coin was given the kedusha, lechem elokeim, that's the, each coin in principle should be makrev lechem elokeim, but self called self, even if this particular coin isn't makrev lechem elokeim, he's still holy. Urak siba, beloshabelo taluya devar, it's not totally in this siba. If he doesn't have this siba, he's still holy. That's why we need the special ribui bale mumin. Even if he's not lechem elokeim hem makrivim, he's still holy be'etzem. No, Baruch Hashem, we learned a lot of we call prat, we call nekuda v'psukim. So beautiful, mamish. So God should give us health and if it's Hashem, we will be zeichet to continue and see more in the philosophy towards Hashem. So much more to say in Emor, it's not even Shaykh. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.